Today's daf is Nidu Daf Samach. We are holding a daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. We are at the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Tes Amud Beis. Again, this whole week worth of Shirim is dedicated to Zechusar for Shlema Chayasar Bas Rachel Rezel. So we are Nun Tes Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Hishila Chalukal the Nachris. If a woman lends her garment, her clothing, to a Nachris, to a non-Jewish woman, Ol Nidu, or to a woman who's already a Nida anyway, Hareza Tolaba. And then it comes back with the stain, and we don't know who the stain is from. So you could be told that the stain is from the Nachris or the stain is from the Nida. And the point is that it doesn't make a difference to the Nachris or the Nida, meaning the Nachris has a stain that comes from her, doesn't change her halachic status whatsoever. Nida has a stain, she's already Tamei anyhow, says Rashi, Arezu Toliba v'tahora. And the woman who owns the garment is Tahora. Tekimin denidihi lomakalkalamidi. Since the woman you lent it to is a Nida, so it's not going to ruin her anyway to assume that the blood came from her. V'nachris nami Tamei, and the Nachris also is assumed to be Tamei. V'talyaba, and therefore you could be told in her Abel Yisraelis Tahora Shesha Lachaluk Mechavirta Tahora Vacharkach Lav Shasa Chavirta Shtein Tameos. But if it was Yisraelis Tahora and Yisraelis Tahora, then both of them are going to be assumed to be Tamei. Then we're going to have to, if we're changing the status of one of them, we need to change the status of both of them. Vaitu in the Mishnah Gimel Nashim Shalav Shuchaluk Echad Oshi Yashval Safsalechem Himsalav Daim Kulan Tameos. If three women all share the same garment, or they all sit on the same bench, and you find dam on the garment or the bench, they're all considered to be Tameos. Yashval Safsal Shalevinol Itztuva Shal Merchatz Rabbi Nechemiah Mitarish Rabbi Nechemiah Omer Kol Dovashen Mekabal Tuma Enim Mekabal Ksamim. If the bench is made out of stone, which is not Mekabal Tuma, as opposed to the bench that we were talking about previously, which apparently was made out of wood and is therefore subject to Tumah of Moshe Vazav and of Moshe Vavanida, but a bench made out of stone is not Mekabal Tumah of anything, so it's not going to be Mekabal Ksamim either. The Chamor never goes to Ksamim on something that is not Mekabal Tumah. So good, so the Mishnah taught us a basic din that you can be Tola in someone who is already Tameh, you cannot be Tola in someone who is not already Tameh, and therefore everyone is going to be Tameh. And then the second in Rabbi Nechemia about that something that's not Mekabal Tumah is not Mekabal Ksamim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, B'Nachris HaRoe, that we're talking about when you're Tola in a Nachris, it's got to be only a Nachris who already sees Dam. Says Rashi, Shegedolahi V'yadinan B'Dekvar Rasa. This Nachris is already a Gedola, she's already physically mature, and therefore you know that she already sees Dam. That's when you could be told that maybe the Dam came from her. Mimai, how do I know that has to be a Nachris the Roeh, Dumya Denida, because the Mishnah in one breath said that if a woman lends her garment to a Nachris, Ol Nida, or to a Nida, so apparently the Nachris is like the Nida, Man Nida de Chachazia, Af Nachris de Chachazia, just like a Nida by definition is a woman who has already seen Dam, the Nachris that we're talking about also has to be someone who's already seen Dam. Amr of Sheshes, Kinaim V'Shachav, Rav Amr Allah Hashemaita. Rav said this when he was half asleep, that there's no way this could be true. Rav said this when he was half asleep. We've already discussed in the past how the Chavis Yair and the Tshuva tries to take every single insult in Chazal and show you how it's really a compliment, how this must have been a compliment, either in the saying that Rav, literally, he must have been half asleep, he just wasn't thinking straight, because Rav, in a conscious state, never would have said something like this, and he wasn't trying to attack Rav. It wasn't being sarcastic, or that he was saying that he was in a state of quasi-nevuah, because there's no logic to back up what Rav said, so it must be that because his level of Kedusha and Tahara or whatever caused him to have a certain sense of Ruach HaKodesh, that he was able to say something like this. But Pashlus is it an attack? What are you talking about? This doesn't make any sense. Titania, Tola B'Nachris, the Braisa says that you're Tola B'Nachris, Tanakama and the Braisa says you're just Tola B'Nachris, Rameir Omer B'Nachris. So Rameir says, you only tell her Nachris if she's Ru'uya Liros, if she's Ra'uy to see Dam. So what does the Tanakama hold? So Vafil Rameir lo kamer le Ru'uya Liros of the Ro'u Lisrich. Even Rameir, who requires something, only requires that she be Ru'uya Liros. Pashtus is Tanakama doesn't require anything. She could be 2 years old, she could be any age. She doesn't even need to be Ru'uya Liros. But no one requires that she be Ro'a Mamish, that she be a woman who's already actually seen Dam. Rameir says, she needs to be 12 years old or whatever. You don't have to interview her and see if she's already seen Dam or not. So neither the Tanakama nor even Rabbi Meir assumes like Rav. So Amarava Vitizra Rameir Lechumra, he says, are you sure you're reading the difference between Rameir and Tanakama correctly? You think Rameir is coming to be Machmir, and he's coming to say, no, you can only be Tola once she's Ru'iliros? No, Rameir Lekula. Rameir is going Lekula over here. Ditanya, Eina Tola Benachris. There's a Brisa, another version of that Brisa, that says like this, that the Tanakama holds not Tola Benachris. Tanakama says, Eina Tola Benachris, that you cannot be Tola on a guy. Comes along Rameir Omer Tola, that Rameir says you can be Tola. So Rameir is coming to be Mekel on the Tanakama. Velakashahach, great, but what do you do with the first Brisa we quoted? You can't just ignore it, so how are you going to deal with the original Brisa that sounds like Rameir's Lechumra, in which case both Rameir and the Tanakama are going against Rav's understanding? So Tritzachi, Vihi Sharoa, Rameir Omer Berui Liros Vav Plisha in a Roa. So the way to understand that first Brisa is very simple. Tanakama says you could be told by Nachris, and he means only a Nachris who has already actually seen Dam. Comes along Rameir, Rameir says, no, I'm going to be even more Mekil, you could be told in a Nachris, even when she's only Ru'uya Liros. In that case, if the Tanakama really holds, you can only be told of an Achris, Vihisha Roa, so the Tanakama is exactly like Rav, or better said, Rav is exactly like the Tanakama. So if as long as you read the Brisa that way, you have no problem. The Rashba writes, when Rav says, Benachris HaRoa, that it doesn't mean that she sees Dam Bizman She'ilasa, that at the time that this Shiloh came up, she was actually menstruating, she was actually seeing Dam. Because if that were the case, why would you even need to say that she's a Nachris? Even the Israelis in such a case, it could be Tola, like the Mishnah itself says. The Mishnah says, if she lent her clothing to either a Nachris or a Nida. So a Nida, someone who's actually seeing them. So Nachris Saroa just means, he gives man Liros, she's already at the age of Neurim, where it's dark Liros, and according to Rav, not just he gives man, but she has seen once before. Not that she's actually seeing them now, but she's seen them once before. And he's just coming to tell me that if she's not yet a Giyaz Manaliros, even if she has seen once before, or if she has never seen yet, that's where you would not be Tola Benachris. So that's how the Rashba writes L'chora Pashtos. That's the Pashto Pshat in the Gemara. The reason that I'm mentioning it is that the Rambam might seem to say otherwise. The Rambam in Yisur Bia Perek Tes Alach Chav Tes writes Ha'isha She'ishila Chaluka Lenida. Lenida, he says, Bein Goya, Bein Yisraelis. Whether that Nida is a Goya or a Yisraelis, V'chazra v'lavshos v'kodamidika matzalav kesem, harezu tola benida shalavshoso. So you could always be tola in that other person that you lent it to. From the Rambam, it sounds like even the case of the Goya is a case that she's already a Nida, that she's already, that she's seeing them right now. He compares it to Yisraelis, that just like the Yisraelis is a Nida, the Goya also right now is a Nida. Sounds like that this din of Benachris HaRoa means that she has to be currently Roa. But the Magen Mishnah says that it's not true. That's not what the Rambam means. The Rambam means to say just like the Rashba. Why does he say Nachris that's a Nida? Because a Nachris is always going to remain a Nida. The Nachris has a din of a Nida midrabanan, and Tevila doesn't help her. So she's going to remain a Nida forever. She's never Yotzei Deitara. So as long as she was Roa once, she's forever a Nida. That's how the Rashba understands. Okay, Vaitu in the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Tola b'shameres yom k'neged yom v'sheni shalom. Let's say the woman she lent her clothing to is not a nida. She's a zava katana, and she's on the second day of her of seeing dam, or second day where she saw dam once, and now she's a shameres yom k'neged yom. So if she does not see any dam today, she's going to be good. She'll be able to go to the mikvah. She'll be tahora. If she does see dam today, it's going to push her back one day. She's going to have to be shameres yom k'neged yom again tomorrow. So you could be told. So it is going to push her back to be tola, because by saying that she's the one that the dam came from, it's going to mess her up a little bit. It's going to cost her one more day. So yeah, you're allowed to be told in her anyway. Not only that, even a woman who's counting Shiva Nikiyim and has not yet gone to the mikvah, where it may push her back 7 days. She's on day 7 of Shiva Nikiyim. As long as she hasn't yet gone to the mikvah, you could be told in her, even though it's going to push her back significantly. Because what do these two people have in common? That they are both b'cheskas tameim. They are tamei already. So you could be told on them, even though it's going to mess them up. L'fichach, he Therefore, the woman who originally owned the garment, she's fine, because she could be told in the other woman, and the other woman is going to be messed up, because it's going to set her back, either one day in the Shomer Yom Kenegan Yom, or the 7 days in the woman who's counting Shivanakiyim. Rebbe Yomer Eina Tola. Rebbe says, no, you can't be Tola in one of these women, in a woman who you're going to be costing something by being Tola in her, you're going to be messing her up. Lefichach Shtein Mekulkalos. Since you can't be Tola in her, so everybody's messed up. The original woman who owns the garment has to assume it came from her, the other woman has to assume it came from her. V'shavin shetola b'shomeres yom k'neged yom b'rishon shela. But everyone agrees that you could be tola b'shomeres yom k'neged yom on her first day, because that's not going to mess her up at all. She already saw Dan today, so she's not even able to be shomeres yom k'neged yom yet till the next day. So if she sees more Dan today, fine, doesn't change her status whatsoever. So everyone else, you could be tola in that. Ubi Yosheves al Dam Tawar. You could also be Tola in a woman who's Yosheves al Dam Tawar, because any Dam that she sees is not going to be Mitame her anyway. She's in the Yimei Tara after Leda. Ubi Besula Shedame Tawar. You could also be Tola on a Besula's Dam, a woman who's never seen Dam yet, who we assume is not, where we assume that it's a little bit of Dam Besulim that's coming out. So any Kesem is not going to, a woman who's a Besula doesn't have a Dine Ksamen. So if she's not yet at the age of seeing Dam, there are no Dine Ksam. So you could be Tola in her, where we just assume it's Dam Basulim, it's not Dam Nida anyway, and her Dam is going to be Tahar. So you could be Tola as long as you're not messing her up. So basically, fundamental machlokas over here, where Bishum Amliel holds, you're allowed to be Tola in somebody as long as they are halachically Tameh already, even if you're messing them up, even if you're setting them back in their Tara process. Rebbe holds, no, you can be Tola in people who that Tali in them, it will have absolutely no effect on their progress in terms of their attempt to be mitar themselves. Now, there is a machlokas rishonim. We said that you could be tola bidam tohar. What about bizman hazeh, where there is not knowing dam tohar? Can you still be tola because midal raisa this din of dam tohar, or can you no longer be tola on a woman who's during her Yimei Tohar? So the Ravid in Balei HaNefesh, in Shar Ksamim, Shar Gimel, writes that even Bizman HaZeh, we could be Tola B'Dam Tohar, because if the Benos Yisrael, Machmer Latzman, not to be Boel Al Dam Tohar, that's only the Gabei Atzman Echmiru, they're Machmer for themselves, but they're not going to be Machmer at somebody else's expense. To be Machmer, where they're no longer going to be able to save somebody else from Safek Samim, meaning after all, at the end of the day, it's not going to cost them anything to be Makel over here, because once, if you don't know who it came from, so you have to assume they're both Tameim. So a woman, the Menos Yisrael never accepted upon themselves to be Machmir, to assume that the Dam Tawar is Tameh when it's going to cost somebody else, and that's a big klal in Chumras in general. Whenever we have Chumras are always okay, as long as it's a Mach, as long as there are a few qualifications you need. One of the qualifications is that it's not costing anybody else anything, that Yechumra is not mafriya anybody else, so we could assume that they only accepted that minhag on themselves as it relates to themselves, but they never would have accepted such a chumra on themselves if it's going to cost somebody else a tumah status. That's the sheet of the Ravid, and that seems to be the sheet of the Rambam as well, that even bizman hazeh you could be tola b'dam tawar, the Rambam in Yisuri Bia Perek Tes Halach Chav Tes. However, the Ramban writes bizman hazeh, since we are no longer knowing Yimei Tohar, you cannot be Tola B'dam Tohar any longer. That's the Shita of the Ramban. Mishal Melech writes that the Ravid and the Ramban hold that which we don't have Dam Tohar anymore is Dina de Gemara. That it's all part of Benos Yisrael Hichmiru Alatzman, Shafil Rose Tipas Dam Kachardal, Yosho Salah Shivanakiyim. That Dam Tohar is included in that Chumrah. That if they were worried that when they see Dam during the Yimei Ziva, during the Yimei Nida, let's say, that it's going to require Shivanakiyim, lest they get confused between Dam seen during Yimei Nida and Dam seen during Yimei Ziva, so it's logical to assume the Ravid and the Ramban would hold that they had an equal concern that people would get confused between Dam seen during Yimei Tohar and during Yimei Tumah, and therefore it's part of the same Benos Yisrael L'chmir Olatzman, it's part of the same Dina de Gemara. However, That is the sheet of the Ramban. However, the Rambam in Isur Biyah Perikid Aleph Halacha Zayin writes that which we don't have Dam Tower anymore is not Medina de Gemara, it's Takanas HaGaonim. And therefore it could be that even the Ramban will be Moda, that something that has Takanas HaGaonim, that something that's only Tuma, Midin Takanas HaGaonim, is not Medina de Gemara, maybe you can't be Tola in such a Tumah. Meaning maybe since even Midin de Gemara she's Tahora, maybe even the Ramban would agree it can't be Tola. So essentially, yes, the Ramban is disagreeing with the Rambam, but that's only because, says the Mishnah Lamelech, that's only because the Ramban is Lishitaso, where he's assuming that it's Midin de Gemara. So the Ramban will say it's Midin de Gemara, since there's not Dam Torah Noeg, you can't be Tola. But if you hold that like the Rambam, that it's Hagaonim and Medina de Gemara, she's really Tahora, so then you can be Tola, then you would be able to be Tola. So that's the Ramban Lishi Tasam. So says the Gemara Vaitu, Lefichach to Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel Lamali. Why does Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel have to spell out a Lefichach? He started off by saying that any time the woman is already Tameya, you could be Tola in her. So why does he have to say Lefichach when you're Tola in her, she's going to be Tame and you're going to be Tahar. She's going to be messed up and you're going to be fine. So Mishum de Rebbe, we only mentioned that Lefichach because Rebbe has to say Lefichach. Okay, Lefichach de Rebbe Lamali. Why do we need Rebbe's Lefichach? Rebbe said that you can't be Tola in anybody that you're going to be messing up in any way. You can only be Tola in people who it's not going to make an ounce of a difference to them. So why does he then have to mention Lefichach Shtein Mekulkalos? Therefore, everybody's messed up because you can't be Tola. So Mal de Temahu Dishtach Kesem Gabatis Kalkal Yidach Lotis Kalkal. No, I might have thought that both of them are not messed up. Only the one who found the Kesem, who the Kesem was found by, she's the one that's messed up. The other woman should be fine. Kamash Malan, therefore, comes to tell me no. The chances are it could have come from either one of them, and therefore they're both assumed to be Tameos. Amar of Chista, Tamei B'tar Shalch B'shnei Shvilin Echatar V'Echatamei. Let's say you have a Tamei person and a Tara person. They each walk down a separate path. And you know, one of these paths is where Tamei has Tuma going across the entire path, and one of them is Tahar, and you don't know who walked on which path. So Banal Machlokas, Rebbe Ram Shum Gamliel. Whether you can assume the Tamei person walked down the Tamei path and the Tara person walked down the Tara path, or you have to assume the worst and assume that the Tamei person walked down the Tara path and therefore is still Tamei, and the Torah person walked out on the Tamei path that is now Tamei, so that is exactly the Machlokas, Rebbe and Rav Shmuel Gamliel. According to Rav Shmuel Gamliel, it says that you're Tola Kesem on a Shomeris Yom, so over here also, you're Tola the Shvil Tamei on the person who's Tamei, and the Torah on the person who's Tar. And according to Rebbe, Shteyam Ukul Kalos, they're both going to be messed up. You have to assume that everybody's Tamei. So Maskar Ravada asks, wait a second, no, Adkan lo kama Rebbe Hassam el de Travayu ki Adadi Ninu. When does Rebbe say that they're both messed up? That's when both of them are equal, when there's no reason to assume one is worse than the other. But over here by the two paths, the one that's Tamei, what's it costing them to assume that they're the one that walked down the Tamei path? Maybe Rebbe would be Modeh. They could be told of the Tamei person in the Tamei path. Rav Chista, sof I Tvila Baya. And Rav Chista would say, no, at the end of the day, Shomeris Yom still requires Tvila, and therefore she is Tamei. It doesn't matter that you're messing her up and you're setting her back. She is Becheskas Tameya. And nevertheless, Rebbe still says you cannot be Tola in her. And that's why Rav Chista thinks it's Tali in the same Machlokas. Itmar, Rav Yosef Rebbe Chanina, Tamei V'tar V'afil Tar V'talui Shaholchu B'shnei Shvilin. If you have a Tamei and a Tar person, or even a Tar person and a Suffolk Tamei person, a Talui, that go in two paths, Echa Tamei V'Echatar, one path is Tamei, one path is Tar, Tala Tamei B'tali V'tar B'tar, Divrei Kol. Everyone would agree that the Tamei person can be assumed to have gone down, the Talui person can assume to have gone down the Tamei path, and the Tar person down the Tar path, even according to Rebbe, who is not willing to be Tola, the Kesem in the Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, B'Sheini Shalah, because you're going to be sending her back, because over here you're not sending anybody back. Over here, the Tali is anyway going to be Tamei Misafek. It has to be knowing as if they're Tamei Misafek. Even though it's only a Safek Tumah, now we're treating them like more of a Vaday Tumah. Yeah, but they're anyway going to have to be knowing as if they're Tamei. So you're not costing them anything. So Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yehuda bar Levi, can you be tola kesem on a woman who's not already a nida, but she's already a roa kesem? She's a woman who already has a stain. So since she already has to be machmir because of another stain that she saw, can you assume that this stain that you lent her you lent your clothing to her, this stain is from her as well? So I'll leave it to Rabbi Lo Tiboyel. According to Rabbi, it's not a shayla. Rabbi wouldn't even allow you to be tola from a woman who saw dam migufa. For sure he's not going to let you be tola in a woman who saw stain. The whole shayla is only within Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Hasam duka chazi migufa talia. Hachad me'al makasi lo talia. Maybe Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would say, when can you be tola in the other woman? That's when she actually saw dam migufa. But over here, it's just a stain. Maybe you can't be tola in her. Odom aloshna, maybe it doesn't make a difference. She anyway has to be machmir that she's tamea, so she's becheskas tamea. So maybe you can be tola in anyone who's becheskas tamea. So that's the shayla. Within Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, can you be tola in another woman who saw a stain? Amalei ain't tolin. So Bar Levi responded, you cannot be tola. Matam, why not? Lefisha in tolin, because you can't. You can't be tola. Why? What does that mean? Says Rashi, lefisha in tolin, de me alma asi la tumas kesem kama, velo becheskas rawahi. Because the first kesem doesn't mean that she's becheskas rawah. It doesn't mean that she's becheskas, that she's seeing dam at all. And therefore you can't be tola in a woman who doesn't have a chazaka, that she's seeing dam. The first kesem may have come from outside also, may not have come from her. The Gemara doesn't really give a reason that you can't be told with kesem b'kesem. I mean, this idea of ain't lefisha ain't tolin is just that the kesem is not the same as a re'iyah, but it doesn't really explain. She's still b'cheskas tumah, meaning anyone who's b'cheskas tumah, shouldn't you be allowed to be told on some level? So the Rashba, the Meiri, many other Rishonim say the reason you're not told kesem b'kesem is because even the balas kesem is only tmeya misafik. That's the vart, that she doesn't know bibiru that the kesem came from her body, so you can't be tola on someone who only has tumas safek. And the Ramban, the Ran say, no, the whole reason Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds he could be tola in a shomeres yom b'sheni shela is because the assumption is a shomeres yom k'neged yom is domeha mitzuyin. She's already started a process where she's seeing dam, so it's more likely, the likelihood that the dam came from her is greater because she's already seeing dam. But that's why you can't be told with kesem, because a kesem, a balas kesem, is not assumed to be the meha metzuyin. She's not assumed to be someone who's seeing more dam, because she never actually saw any ri'iyah, so therefore you can't be told in her. Nafkamina between the Ramban on the one hand, and the Rashba, the Meiri, on the other hand, says the Sefer Moreshes Moshe, is let's say she's bodekas karka olam. She checks the ground, and then she sits on the ground, and she finds a stain on the ground. So you know that it came megufa, but it's only a kesem in the sense that there was no hargasha. So if the whole issue is it domeh mutsuyin? Is it something that's domeh mutsuyin? So according to Rov Rishonim, you could be told in it because it's no suffik. You know that the dam came me'alma. You know that it came from her. But according to the Ran, it's still not domeh mutsuyin because you know it came from her body. But domeh mutsuyin means that she's liable to have re'ios, but she never had a re'iyah. She just because she never had argasha. She just found the dam on the ground. So that might be enough gemina between the two. Says the Gemara Vayter, Eisvei ain't tolin kesem b'kesem. We said once that ain't tolin kesem b'kesem hishil chalukal l'nachris, but it then goes on to say if she lends her garment to a nachris ol yosheva sala kesem or to another woman who has a kesem, harezu tolba, you could be tolin in that. So hagufakasha reisha amrta ain't tolin sefer amtolin. Wait a second, you just said ain't tolin al kesem, and then you turn around the next breath and talking out of both sides of your mouth, and you say that you could be tolin in a woman who's seeing kesem. So halakasha harabi harum shumumliel. Maybe that's exactly the point. It's machlokas rabbi harum shumumliel whether you could be tolin be kesem or not. Rabbi, who's generally not likely to allow you to be tolin, will not allow you to be tolin be kesem. Shumumliel is more likely to allow you to be tolin. Will be tolin. Ikadamri hava harabi, or you could say everyone's going like rabbi. Habarishon shala, habasheni shala. Difference is on day one of Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, so then you can be tola b'kesem because it's not going to be setting her back at all. But b'sheni shala, you cannot be tola. You are going to be setting her back. Ravashi Amar Hava Harim Shumum Liel. No, it's both going like Rav Shumum Liel. Lo kasha kan la mafreya, kan la haba. And the difference is whether it's the mafreya or la haba. What does that mean, la mafreya or la haba? Says Rashi on the top, le inyan tumas mafreya tolin, zelo makalkalala. In regards to being metame her la mafreya, you could be told bekesim because you're not messing her up at all. Bahachi velo tetami la mafreya. So you're not going to be metame anything that she touched. You're not going to be ruining anything in the past that she's come in contact with. But that which is mikanul abba, you cannot be told in her because you're going to be mekalkel her. So why should she be ruined any more than you're going to be ruined? So the mafreya mikanul abba is in the tuma, the whether you could be tola on tuma la mafreya versus tuma mikanul abba. So Tosfos of the Rishonim don't like pshat of Rashi at all. How could you be tola kesem on the other woman lechatzain? Only the mafreya, not lahaba. How's that shaykh that you can be told partially on the other woman? So the Aruch Hanayr says, no, sure it's shaykh. That which we're metaher only the mafreya and not lahaba is midin svek sveka. Maybe the kesem comes from the other woman, and even if it comes from me, maybe I only saw the kesem right now. Maybe the woman was asking the shayla only had the stain come out right now, and therefore the taros of the mafreya are tahoros based on the svek sveka. But mikan lahaba, you only have one suffik. Maybe it came from her, or maybe it came from her chavirta, and therefore you're not allowed to be told b'chavirta with only one suffik. So that's, it's not really being told b'chavirta l'chatzayin. That's which you're metaher l'mafreya is not because of told b'chavirta vadai, it's because of a suffik. Suffik chavirta plus another suffik, maybe it's not really, the blood wasn't really there l'mafreya. That's how the Aruch Hanayr defends Rashi. What do the other Rishonim say? So the Tosos writes in the name of the Ri that when we say l'mafreya toluba, it means if the Balas Kesem knew about her Kesem before she ever borrowed this clothing, and then she borrowed this clothing and you find the Kesem in it, so then you could be told on a Kesem that was the Mafreya, on a Kesem, she was already a Balas Kesem Mafreya, she already knew she was a Balas Kesem, but Mikanu Lahaba, if she borrowed the clothing and she had not yet had any history of Tuma, and then she became a Balas Kesem after she already returned the clothing, then Mikanu Lahaba, you cannot be told on her. That's what we mean when we say Mikanu Lahaba. That's how Tosfos writes, that's how the Bala Tosfos, the Ri, suggests. But bottom line is, says the Gemara, top line is Samachum Beis, Mikol Makum Kasha. At the end of the day, it says that according to Rabbi Shimon, the way we just answered, that according to Rabbi Shimon, you can be told in a kesem, which is a kasha in Bar Levi. Because remember, we asked the question, can you be told on a kesem or not? So we said that Bar Levi's answer was, Ain tolin, and over here we see clearly that you are allowed to be tolin in a kesem. Says Gemara, Amar Ravina lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Hachi kamer hishilu chaluka lenachris balas kesem harezu tolaba. No, all it means to say is not if you lend your garment to a nachris or to a balas kesem that you can be tola. No, it's one case. You lend a garment to a nachris who is a balas kesem, you could be tola. But if it was a regular woman who was a balas kesem, you would not be able to be tola. Says the Gemara, how can you read it that way? V'ha'ol yosheves ala kesem katani. It says you lend it to a nachris or to a woman who's yosheves ala kesem. How can you say that it's talking about a nachris who is yosheves ala kesem? Hachi kamar, ol yosheves al dam toar, balas kesem tolaba. It means either a nachris or a yosheves al dam toar, who's a balas kesem, a woman who saw a stain, but anyway, the stain is not going to make a difference to her because she's during yimei toar. So it doesn't mean a nachris who's a balas kesem. It means another woman who's muslakas a yosheves al dam toar, who's a balas kesem. That's when you can be tolah. But stam, another woman who saw a kesem, you cannot be tolah. Fine. Mishnah went on and said, Shalosh Shalavshu, Shoy Rabbi Nechemia. Right, we had the opinion of Rabbi Nechemia that anything that's not Makabal Tumah is not Makabal Ksamim. Amr of Master, my time is Rabbi Nechemia. What's the reason for Rabbi Nechemia that something that's not Makabal Tumah is not Makabal Ksamim? Dechsiv, Nixala Aretz Teshev. Kivin Shiyash Vala Aretz Naksa. That if she sat on the ground, and that's where she found the Kesem, on the ground, she is Naki. She is considered to be pure, she's considered to be Tahora, because the ground is not Makabal Tumah. That's how he darshans it. Now, previously in the Gemara, we had Nun Zayin and Beis, we had Shmuel told us why it is that when she finds Dam on the ground, she's not Tamei Midaraisa, and Shmuel said, based on Bivisara. Actually, Shmuel says she sits on the ground. She checked the ground. There's nothing on it. She sits on it. She gets up. She finds dam in it. She's tahora midaraisa because the pasuk says bivisara. Actually, targish bivisara. So it has to be dumyu de bivisara that it's mekabel tuma. So why is this any different? Why do we have a different source over here? Mnixal aretz teshev. So he says, yeah, this is in disagreement with Shmuel. So machlokas from Masna and Shmuel, what the source of the din is that if she sits on the ground, then finds dam in it, that she. Tahora says in the Behuda Shmuel is cholik on Rav Masna, and the Chassam Sofer writes that there's a nafkamina between the two of them, between the reason of Shmuel and the reason of Rav Masna. What if you have something that's not mekabel regular tuma? It's only mekabel tumas negayim. The wall of your house can be mekabel tumas negayim. It can have tzaras, but it's mechubel karka. It's not mekabel any other sort of tuma. What if you find a stain on that? According to Rav Masna, it's tamei because it's not dome la'aretz. It's not like the ground, which is not mekabel any tuma. Even Tumas Negayim. According to Shmuel, she's Tahora, since it's not Dome LeBisara, since it's not similar to Bisara. So that might be the nafkamina between the two reasons. Says Gemara Vayter, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Metayer, Rabbi Nechemi, Afil Bachor, Kli Charis. Rabbi Nechemi is even Metayer, and if the dam is found on the back of a Kli Charis, Pshit, of course, it's not Mekabel Tuma. No, Maldetem Ligzor Gabo Atu Tocho, Kamash Malon. I might have thought that we should be goes to the back of the Kli Charis, Atu, the front of the Kli Charis. So kamash mulan that we don't make any such gezeros. Am Rabbi Mitayir Rabbi Nechemia. So Rabbi says Rabbi Nechemia was Mitayir b'matlanis shein ben shalosh al shalosh lo chazin lo lanim lo lashirim with a small cloth that's not roi for anything and therefore it's not makabel tuma. Darsha b'chia bar Rav Masna m'shmed Rav halach Rabbi Nechemia. But why doesn't the Gemara follow that up with pshita? So Tosfos says the kasha. Why don't we say pshita is not makabel tuma? So Tosfos says because matlanios it's not so pshita since the Gemara in Zvachim says that if you're chashav aleihem. If you're miyachid them for some sort of use, then they can be mekabel tuma. So even though it's very tiny and stam, it's not mekabel tuma. It could be mekabel tuma. So Rosh is mitaris that the chiddush of matlanus is that even though it comes from a larger garment, which is mekabel tuma, it's since it itself and therefore couldn't be used as schach. It's not considered something that's in mekabel tuma that you're allowed to use it as schach on a sukkah. But nevertheless, since in and of itself is not mekabel tuma, it's not mekabel ksamim. Darush Rav Chibar Rav Masam Shmei the Rav Halacha Rabbi Nechemia. We passing like Rabbi Nechemia. Amalei Rav Nachman Abba Tani Maisa Balav Nechachamim V'Timum V'Atam Talach Rabbi Nechemia. We have a Maisa that came in front of the Chachamim that my father taught me about that they were Metame, and you're telling me that Halacha is like Rabbi Nechemia that we're Metayer. So Maihi, what's the Maisa? What are we talking about? The Tanya Brisa tells us as follows: Shtei Nashim Shrei Tochnas Berei Chaim. Shalyad, two women were grinding with a handmill. Vinimsa dam tachas apnimis, and you find dam underneath the inner woman. Shtei and tameos, they're both considered to be tameos. Tachas hachiton, it's outside. It's found under the woman that's sitting on the outside. Hachiton tameos apnimis tora. The outside woman is tameh, the other one's tora. Bein a time found between the two women. Shtei and tameos, they're both tameos. Hayomaisa vinimsa dam al svasa shalam bati. Valala shal zayis b'shosh masikus esatanur. One time they found on the edge of a tub or on the leaf of an olive tree, uba meislef nechacham v'timum, and the chacham were metame the kesem, even though these things are not mekabel tuma. So tanoihi, it's machlokas tanoim. Titania, Rabbi Yaakov metame, Rabbi Nechemia metayer, v'aruchem, Rabbi Nechemia. Yeah, it's machlokas tanoim. Whether we're metame or metayer, when you find a kesem and something, it's not mekabel tuma. Rabbi Yaakov held tame, Rabbi Nechemia held tahar. The chacham passing like Rabbi Nechemia. We mentioned the other day, Rov Rishon and passing like Rabbi Nechemia. Sounds that that's the maskar of the Gemara. The Rambam and the Rashi, the Rosh, they all passing like Rabbi Nechemia. It's the Ravid who is the lone Rishon that goes against Rabbi Nechemia. The Ravid in the Balei Nefesh and Shaar Ksamim thinks he has a Gemara, the Gemara in Hilchas Amud Aleph, about an Isha Shematz Adam al Kli Eitz Shel Ha'orgim al Hashesi, and the Gemara says that if it's Muchach that this Dam came from her, she's Tameya, even though it's something that's not, it seemingly is something that's that item is something that's not Mekabel Tumah. Interestingly, the Ravid in his Hasagas and the Rambam is not Masig on the Rambam at all when the Rambam passes like Rabbi Nechemia. So it could be some Achronim want to suggest maybe the Ravid was Choser from what he wrote in Balei HaNefesh, and ultimately he agreed that everybody has to Paskin like Rabbi Nechemia. But others have pointed out, great experts in Ravid, I believe, have pointed out that the Ravid is not Masig every time he disagrees. He picks and chooses his places. There are a lot of times the Ravid disagrees and he's not Masig on the Rambam. Okay, says in the Mishnah, three women are sleeping on one bed, and you find blood under one of the women, all of the women are considered to be tamei. But gachas meimim says tamei, he tamei v'shein toros. But if one of them checks and finds that she's tamei, that she's seeing dam, so then she's the one that we assume this dam came from, and the other women are toros. V'tala zubazu, the women could be told on each other. V'imloi ru'uyin liros, ronos and ki'ilu hein ru'uyos. If they're not ro'uy liros, the Gemara is going to explain this means if all of the women are pregnant or all of them are nursing, so none of these women should be seeing dam. We have to view them all as if they're all ro'uy to see dam because it came from somebody, so therefore we view them all as tameos. This is provided that she was bodik herself within the shir veses. That's when we assume that she's the one that's tamei and all the other ones are tar. She was bodik herself immediately after finding the dam. That's how you could assume that dam came from her. So savul kaparpada, this is assuming like the sheet of barpada, damar kol shabai lebechatos taroset tameos. If she found the dam in the span of time that she had slept with her husband and then found that dam in that same span of time, her husband would be chayav a karban, so then they're all tameos. Balabashim tali, if it's a span of time that would only be mechayav her husband and ashim tali, because he would be a suffik whether he was baal nida taroset tlios, then you would assume she's suffik nida. Balapater taroset taros, and if it was a span of time where it's so long that the baal would already be pater from anything, then all of her taros are taros. Rabbi Yoshi Amar filu bala b'chatos taroset tlios. Rav Oshi says no, even if the husband would have been chayav a karban chatos vaday, still her taros would be tlios. She would still be considered suffik tamei. If it was suffik, the one that the dam came from. Bishlam hasamei marsham shikvil dam, because by the husband we can assume that the reason she hadn't seen the dam earlier was because she was in the middle of an act of bias, so the husband's aver was blocking the dam from coming out. Avalachem yisadavidam manikvei. But over here, why didn't she see this dam any earlier? If the dam was there, it should have come out. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya mashal Rabbi Yoshi lemad davar damo. And Rabbi Yoshi gives this explanation. There's a simple mashal that we can use to explain why it is that when she was with her husband, the dam, there's an explanation as to why we haven't seen the dam earlier, and the dam is only coming out now. Whereas regular, we have no such explanation. Liyelad v'zakin shayu malchim b'darach. It's like a child and an old man traveling on the road together. Kolzman shayu b'darach yelad shayu lava. Whenever they're traveling, the child is sticking back with the old man, is not going to run ahead on his own because he doesn't know where he is, not familiar territory. Nichnasu liir yelad mimar lava. But once they go into the city and the kid realizes he knows exactly where he's going and he's on his old stomping grounds, so he'll run ahead of the zakin. He's not afraid. V'amar abayi mashal d'rabbi yoshi l'mad avadama. Abayi gives a different mashal. La'adam shenosi netzba ba'ayin. It's like a person who sticks his finger in his eye. Kolz mancha etzba ba'ayin dimasho alavo. As long as your finger's still in the eye, the tear is not yet coming out. Natala etzba, but as soon as you remove the finger from the eye, dima maharis lava, then the tear starts to flow more freely. So that's a big question. What do we? First of all, is a mashal necessary? Is this so hard to understand that the baal zever is going to be ma'akiv the dam? And even if a mashal is necessary, what's the difference between the two mashalim? Okay, the achronim deal with this kashi, the archlinar and others. Okay, we'll pick up from there tomorrow. Yeah.